Some of the nation's most prominent trial attorneys are launching an attack against the pork industry. They plan to file a series of lawsuits this week, claiming large-scale hog farms damage the environment and harm the quality of life for people who live nearby. The suits seek billions of dollars from the industry. Pork producers defend their environmental record and say they're being unfairly targeted by attorneys out to make a quick windfall. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Raleigh, North Carolina.
The litigation against the hog industry is being filed by some of the same plaintiffs' lawyers who've successfully sued the makers of cigarettes, diet drugs, and other controversial products. Now they plan to go to court on behalf of people such as 72-year-old Julian Savage, a resident of Bladen County, North Carolina, who lives near several large swine operations.
See, there's a hog farm right across there. This is one up yonder, and there's one right over here, and this one right over there.
So you're surrounded by them.
Yeah.
In the 6 years or so since big hog farms began moving into his neighborhood, Savage says his quality of life has taken a dramatic turn for the worse. The farm nearest his house has more than 10,000 pigs. Like at most swine operations, the waste from those animals drains into big lagoons, then is sprayed onto nearby fields. Savage says the hog manure, which contains nitrogen and ammonia, has polluted a local creek and leached into his drinking water supply. And he says the waste smells so bad that he has to stay inside when the wind's blowing his direction.
You can't go nowhere. You can't get your breath. And if there's anything in the world any worse than that to live around, I want somebody to show me. Because you done spent your last day on earth, that you'll never enjoy it no more around a hog farm.
Savage is a plaintiff in a massive lawsuit against Smithfield Foods, the nation's largest pork producer, which raises hogs at the farm next to his house. The complaint charges Smithfield with violating state and federal environmental laws, and it's the first of several suits that lawyers are filing against the industry nationwide. The litigation attempts to ban waste lagoons and seeks billions of dollars to pay for environmental cleanups. Among the attorneys leading the effort are Jan Schlickman, who was portrayed in the movie A Civil Action, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who heads an environmental group known as the Waterkeeper Alliance. In a speech to industry opponents in North Carolina, Kennedy promised to file dozens of lawsuits, prepared by some of the nation's most experienced class action attorneys.
I've been suing polluters for 16 years, and I can tell you, they have lots of resources. They got more lawyers than we do, they got more money than we do, and they usually are able to wait us out. But in this case, we have attorneys now who have money, and they know what they're doing. They are the best in the country, and we are going to put an end to this industry.
Kennedy's threats are being taken seriously by leaders of the $9 billion pork business. They cast themselves as victims of ambitious trial lawyers and say they'll launch a strong defense to keep from having to pay large cash settlements or jury awards, like the makers of asbestos and cigarettes and other products targeted by the same attorneys. Al Tank of the National Pork Producers Council says the lawsuits are likely to dominate his industry for years, and he says if they're successful, they may force the livestock industry overseas.
We believe that this is probably the most significant event in American agriculture and clearly in the pork industry in my lifetime, and that the implications for this action have profound effects on whether or not they're going to be able to get insurance and, quite frankly, whether or not they're going to be able to stay in business in the United States.
The hog industry defends its environmental record and says it's addressing complaints about air and water pollution. Last year, for instance, Smithfield reached an agreement with the state of North Carolina to phase out lagoons at the company's farms and spend $15 million to find better ways to dispose of waste. Pork producers say those kinds of cooperative agreements are more effective than litigation at solving ecological problems. And industry attorney Scott Winkleman says the allegations in the waterkeeper suits are baseless.
The industry will defend these cases on the individual merits, but it would be a mistake to think that's what the industry attack force is interested in. I think they are going to try to vilify pork operations and paint a horrible picture that is not true to bring this industry down.
In the past, hog farmers often have been able to fight off litigation from disgruntled neighbors. All 50 states have so-called right-to-farm laws that make it hard to sue agricultural operations. And when cases have gone to trial, juries have been hesitant to label the farms a public nuisance. But attitudes toward the swine industry may be changing. In 1999, a Missouri jury awarded more than $5 million to people who live near one large farm, and Drake University law professor Neil Hamilton says the Waterkeeper litigation represents a new level of legal attack by industry opponents who are filing several well-financed suits in various states.
This is moving from the cussing and discussing stage about, oh my gosh, you know, we don't like what's going on or what can we do. And this is some people that have decided, well, here's what we think we can do and here's the theory we're going to use. And the defendants, you know, they have to kind of marshal their resources and take this seriously.
Hamilton says it once was difficult for individuals or interest groups to sue companies for breaking environmental laws, but the Supreme Court last year allowed such a case to go forward, opening the door for more private litigation against industries accused of polluting. The hog lawsuits charge pork producers with violating federal laws like the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, and may represent the widest test yet of whether those laws can be used to bring an industry down. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.